Nigga, that you made me and you gave me what I had before I met you. And gon' have it when you're gone. And how you fix your mouth to say I owe you when you had another bitch and taking trips and with my money for so long you must have lost it. You won't get a dime, but all you gonna get too bad I can't get back my time. Is it all this time? I'ma be alright, be just fine.
And welcome. This is the Soul 70 Show every Friday at 5 p.m. East Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock on Central, and 8 o'clock on the East Coast with EB and Q-Lynn Green.
What's up, y'all? I just want to say really quickly, I know we just played that Mary J song. That's probably one of my favorites from her new album. That's how y'all need to get that Strength of a Woman. But I just want to say there's a special place in hell for my friend for leaving me to set this stuff up. I'm just going to throw that out there. I know he said he's going to be listening out in the lobby. I just want to say special place in hell for my friend. First off, I'm going to go in. Don't you buzz in either. I'm calling my friend out. He wants to be a guest on the show. He's not fixing to come in. To show up. We've been going at it for the past 2 hours trying to get here to the studio. Well, I tell you, it's amazing that I get here all the time every day, because he is supposed to be helping me. He owns the studio, and I'm sitting here. I use the studio. I told y'all last week when we was on Facebook Live, he had a whole bunch of stuff, and I could have aired him out last week, and I didn't do that because he's my friend. And I wouldn't do him like that. But tell me why he just moved the boxes that I told him to move last week so I could get through here and set this stuff up. He moved it to the other side but got a whole Christmas tree in here. How does that happen? I just want to know, Rob. Listen, when I tell you, I was ready to choke him before I got in here, because it's been crazy. Okay, we're going to move on with the show. I know y'all won't care about that, but I just want to say that because I know he's listening outside the lobby. I just want to say, you need to get your life together. I'm mad you prioritized put this Christmas tree up before moving this stuff out the way so I could plug this equipment in. I just want to say that. Okay. Evie, how are you doing? I'm just throwing that out there. Where's E at? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Julian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
My bad.
Yes, I can hear you.
Terrible in here.
Oh, you're good.
I'm good.
Talk better than I do. I don't know if you feel like choking a friend, but I feel like choking one of my friends right now, but that's about it. That's how I'm doing.
Just some family. That's it.
Oh, see? We left off like we did. Last week and talking about that. Yep. I just want to throw that out there. I know he's going to get mad. I know you better not buzz. Rob, if you listening, you better not, because it's a buzzer. I'm in a studio, and he has a buzzed in just for safety reasons to where you can't come in unless I let you in, and it makes a loud noise. So hopefully he won't play this game while we on air. I got to put myself on mute or something so y'all don't hear it in the audio. But, yeah, he's an asshole. Shout-outs to Rob for being a half-assed friend this week. Thank you so much, sir. But we're going to move on with the show. He's going to be so pissed. He's going to be – I put my phone on silent, so hopefully y'all won't hear it, but he's fixing to text me now because he's listening to the show now. I'm just throwing jabs out there. We got a lot of updates, so I guess we can get to that so I can get off my friend before he comes in here and tries to domestic abuse me. So – we're going to move on with the show. But we got a lot of updates, EB. Before we get to that, I wanted to know, like, all the stuff you had going on. You were on two shows. I want to get to that and see. I mean, you had birthday last Saturday. I want to know about that. So tell me about the two shows you were guest on and then your weekend, I guess your birthday weekend and how you celebrate it.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago. I was on a friend of mine has a show, a series, a weekly Facebook series, Clever Ann, where he will highlight someone doing something, and he chose to highlight me. So it was interesting. For, you know, an hour and a half, we talked about black music and the state of music and some of our favorites, who we don't like, and I did not mention Beyonce at all. I'm proud of myself. The whole interview, but... That was fun, and then right after I left there, I went to do this Wax FM show on the state of R&B today, as in younger R&B, and who's making R&B now, and who we should be looking out for, and, you know, where we've come from, which was interesting because y'all know I'm old school, so I don't know a whole lot about the new school, so I was with a panel of people, I think it was 7 of us, so they were actually hipping me to a lot of the newer artists out there, and the newer producers doing their thing in R&B, because, you know, if it's not in my brand of music, you know, my type of music, I'm kind of hesitant to listen to it. That's how you get the Janine Aiko. I can't even say her name. That's how you get them type of people. I don't want none of that.
Right, exactly. We got another special guest. She's back on again. I think she wanted to come back on so she can get some more of these Bruno Mars jabs in, because I'm going to throw some more out there because I didn't get to do it last week, but I got some more. Like right here in my pocket. So y'all know who it is. Founder of Just With Products. Y'all give it up for Julie.
Julie.
We gotta get them claps in there.
You're way
too pretty to be that
petty.
I'm not being petty. I'm just stating the obvious. I wasn't trying to throw it out there.
What's so funny is,
thank you.
So right now I'm home in South Carolina. We are setting up for our annual family Christmas gala we do at the town hall. Yeah, and I just met with the DJ. Like, I was rushing to meet with him and get to y'all. And one of my cousins was requesting that we had Bruno Mars played, because last year we didn't have any Bruno Mars played. So I was telling the DJ, you know, you don't have to play any of that. You just don't got to play it. But tomorrow we're going to hear a little, what, 24 Karat Magic?
Y'all so petty.
24. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, don't allow none of that being played. Thank you so much. Listen, I told you I like a few songs on that album. We're going to get to that a little bit later, because I guess we can talk about it in the updates. We got enough time to talk about it in the updates.
No slander formed against me shall prosper.
All right.
Yeah, that's nice. Good for you. That's nice for you. Good for you for making that a priority, Julie. That's nice. But we're going to get to the rest of these updates. Oh, yeah, EB, what were you doing? You didn't tell me what you did on your birthday. Tell me what you, how you, I'm losing my words, my train of thought.
How you celebrated your
birthday?
I actually didn't celebrate at all. I watched Living Single reruns and stayed in bed all day drinking whiskey. That was my birthday.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I mean,
you just stayed in bed. You didn't do nothing after you went out. You just stayed in bed all day.
I stayed in bed. What I did, I had two of my friends come by and they drug me out of the house late at night.
I thought you was about to say something else. See, my mind already going rated R because I thought you said, "Oh, my friends came in and we had a party in the bed." That's what I thought you were going to say.
My mind went somewhere else. I had two friends who did not want me to stay in bed my whole birthday. So we went down to the black-owned spot in Brooklyn and took shots and had drinks. DJ was nice. The DJ played nothing. I don't know if he knew it was my birthday, but he played nothing but 70s and 80s funk and mixed a lot of Mary J.
That's right.
It was amazing. So I was good.
That sounds dope. I think I saw some of it on Instagram. It was somebody singing like some... I thought I heard like old school music. I forgot who it was that I heard.
They had like it turned out like they had a live band, but then they ended up being like an open mic situation where people were just going up, and this one lady stepped up and she started with that old Aretha Franklin, "Giving Him Something He Can Feel," and she was like, her voice was nice. She was nice. The band was nice, but her voice was nice.
Oh yeah, I heard it. She sounded real good. I was like, is she local? Or I was like, is she a local artist? I didn't recognize, everybody in there.
It was crazy. We walked in and everybody in there was local. Everybody was basically just walking in off the street, and they needed a drummer. It was somebody in the audience who was on drums. They needed somebody on sax. Somebody was on sax. Somebody was on keys. Somebody was on bass. And then
things just kept coming up.
So cool. Yeah. So when you come out here, you know we going there, Q-Lin.
Oh yeah, cause that's my thing. I think the last time I went out there, it was like, I haven't been to New York since, I think 2011. And we went to a lot of, like, pop-up spots, like, I think one of them was like an underground spot, and they were just like I was like, can I get on? And they were like, yeah. And then we were just like jamming until like 3-4 in the morning, cause y'all don't go to sleep in New York. Y'all just be up all kinds of night. I don't think I slept that whole weekend I was there.
Yeah, we don't sleep.
New York don't sleep at all. That saying or whatever, that phrase that they say New York don't sleep, they don't sleep at all, because I was like a vampire out there. Like, I couldn't go to sleep because I had a flight that morning, so I was like, I'm going to stay up. Because that night, it was my birthday the next day. Like, we went out Saturday, and it was your birthday on Saturday. My birthday was on Sunday the next day. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, I was like, EB out here turned, but then I didn't see you tweet anything. I was like, oh shit, he probably drunk in bed right now.
I didn't tweet nothing. I was like, no social media the whole weekend.
Oh man. Yeah, It's a whole lot of updates. We got enough time to get to it because I didn't get to go to the Soul Train Awards. That's what I meant to say. Soul Train Awards and something else. I had it written down. I didn't forget what I did with it. Soul Train Awards and something else. But I'll think of it when I get to it. But, the Grammy announcements. I had it listed, but I didn't. Hold on. Oh, I'm getting distracted. I told y'all my ADD kicks in. I'm trying to find the updates. I'm trying to go through these emails. Okay, I found one from Alejandro from California. These are from some shows back, so I'm just going through all of them. It says, I guess this is, yeah, he has, who is this? Okay, sorry, y'all. I'm trying to read through all these messages because I got a lot of them. Okay, this is from Alejandro from California. It says, you must be in shape. You don't sound out of breath at all. I think that was the show. What show was that? I'm trying to figure out the name. Hold on, let me see. This is the one Julie was on. I was trying to pull up the one Julie, trying to find the name of it. Hold on a second. Whatever show Julie was on when we were talking, You remember whenever I kept coming in and out when I told y'all I had to run, when we were talking about Prince or whatever? When we were talking about playing Prince in church?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the show. Scandalous and everything.
Yeah, he was like, when I was said that, I literally did run outside to get my charger. Like, they ain't no, that wasn't no lie. Like, it was like, as soon as Will started the song, I just thought of it. And I was like, oh, shit, I left my charger in the car. And he had just started Scandalous. And, oh, the Lusty Songs. That's the one, the Lusty Song Show. And when I went outside, I was like, okay, I got enough time, but I had to be buzzed in. And my friend was at the door. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I left my charger out there. And I forgot to put the key in the door because you got to have somebody to unlock it from the inside. And so he had his key. Luckily, he didn't leave. And so he came and followed me in there. And so when he let me in, y'all were just getting started talking about it, whatever y'all was talking about. So I caught like half in of what y'all was talking about. And I was like, yo, I'm out of breath because I just ran outside in the parking lot. And I guess that's what he referred to. He said, you must be in shape. You don't sound out of breath. I guess so. I didn't listen to it, so I don't know what I sounded like. I'm kind of out of shape a little bit. I'm athletically inclined. I've been an athlete since I was in high school, so I still carry that over because I work out gradually. But I guess so. I'm not. I got a little stomach. It ain't that big. It's like a little pouch. Cause drinking got a little alcohol pouch. That's about it. But once I stop drinking, it goes away. So it don't take me that long to lose weight. But yeah, but I was out of breath though, cause I ran and then I was like, and then they said it's Candace. I'm trying to figure out where she's from. It just says her name is Candace on the email. It says, did you plan her coming in making that joke when y'all asked where she was? That was really, hold on. Did y'all ask where she was? That was really funny. We didn't plan that. We didn't plan that at all. I told y'all my aux cord, that whole day was crazy. Cause I had like four aux cords and I just grabbed one out of my car. And so it had a short in it, and so I didn't hear none of the music. Usually I could hear the music when we go to break, but then I didn't hear it for like 3 minutes, and I was like, what's going on? And then I just started messing with it, and I heard y'all coming in. And then when they came in, I heard Will talking. Like, I literally just held it while we were talking, and then I heard Will say, well, I'm just going to be. I'm like, no, you're not. I didn't plan on saying it. That wasn't planned at all. It was just, I couldn't hear nothing in my headphones, and so that's what that was. Like, we didn't plan that at all. We don't play none of the shit we do on this show. We just be making this shit up while we going. We don't play none of this stuff. I'm pretty sure EB can attest to that. Cause I didn't even know what we was gonna talk about tonight. And the topic, I just threw something out there that a listener that had been wanting to do this topic said, oh yeah, the topic of the night is pet peeves. I guess we'll do a pet peeves part 3 cause somebody asked us to do it again. And this is one from Julie. It says, do y'all think people that have gripes about supporting black businesses, do you think they have a right to have to feel the way they do about black businesses when they're not up to par like the rest of other businesses?
Restate that.
It says, do y'all think people that have gripes about, I guess it was when we were talking about, you were talking about supporting black businesses on Black Friday. I guess that's what it's addressing. It says, do y'all think people that have gripes about black businesses have a right to when they're not up to par like other I guess it says other businesses, but I'm guessing like I guess other corporations that have the funding for it. I guess that's what they mean.
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think supporting black businesses is a great thing, and I think I know I do it. That's how I met Jules. Like, that's met on Twitter, but I was like, I gotta support her business. She's a businesswoman. But I do get when, because I saw this last week with a couple of my friends, especially around the holidays and the Black Friday and all that foolishness, ordering from these black businesses or patronizing these black businesses. But then instead of talking to the business owners, they get on and complain about it for the world to see. And I think it hurts the black business more because, you know, we don't have that same reach as, you know, other businesses. So when you complain about a black business or when you air your grievances about said black business, it will hurt the black business more than when you do it to any other business, because the other businesses have more business, frankly. I mean, they have the customers. They have that backing. The black business doesn't. So I'm on the fence about it.
I think as a black business owner that, and I watch it too, Eric, I see it online where they'll throw a whole business under the bus because say something didn't ship or something was delayed, a shipment was delayed or the product didn't work on their body quite right.
Right.
But they take to Twitter and I'm like, everybody has customer service. You know, I make it clear. You can email me. You can inbox
exactly.
me. I even have text as an option on my Instagram. It's my business phone, but still, you know, you can text it. And the fact that I see people get thrown on the bus, it makes me nervous. So if I know I'm waiting on containers, like right now, I'm waiting on containers. They should be at my house. But if they're not, then tomorrow I'm going to have to email some people and say, due to our supplier being behind, it's that time of year, you know, I won't get your order out until Tuesday instead of Monday. You know, so it's one, a communication thing on the part of the business owner, but as well as the customer. You have to let people know what's wrong. I can't fix what's
yeah.
wrong. I'm working on my y'all, so y'all work to help me. But this summer I had an order placed. I use a new platform, Buy Just Black Marketplace. Shout out to them. Like a black Amazon, so to speak. And one of the people who made an order from me, it was a grooming kit, got it in July. And then in October I get this email telling me that the shampoo spilled out. Well, at that point, what can I do? Telling me in October instead of in July, or at least early August, what happened? So I'm not the one to blame. I mean, things happen in transit, but that's a communication thing. So at that point, I was just like, thank you for the feedback. I look forward to your next order. I didn't hear back, but what can I say to that? So I think people hold us to a higher standard just because we're black, and I think it's to throw us under the bus if anything goes wrong, like, because I don't see people doing it to make
right.
corporations. You know?
Exactly.
If something goes wrong with your, say you buy some Ralph Lauren perfume and you've been wearing it for years and it don't smell the same this time, are you going to throw them under the bus? No, you're just going to contact Macy's or whoever you bought it from and return it. Why can't we get that same respect? I think it's really foul. I really do.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like it is. I just try to look at it like individual business. I try not to lump like all black businesses and all this in a certain category. Like
right.
I told a story on the show before, it was like a while ago, like during the springtime, I did a live show in Oklahoma City. Like I had it filmed and stuff, and I actually had an assistant and an engineer that was helping me like do it. And the show starts at 7:00. Central time, so I'm going there at 4:30. I was driving from Dallas all the way from Oklahoma City. I was gunning it. It was like three hour ride from Dallas to Oklahoma City. And I get there an hour early so I could set up. Got there a little bit, left at, I think at 4:30. Think I got there a little bit, think at 5:45. Show starts at 7:00, so I'm there like almost 2 hours early. It's a black business I was using. They do like different things or whatever with the studio. They have like photo shoots and it's all kind of stuff. So I'd already paid to do. I'm sitting there waiting for somebody to let us in, and then it's like the neighborhood was already a little sketchy because I had never been there before. It was somebody recommended to me, and so I was like, okay. And so I get there. And they're not there. And I told the dude I was on, like, I was going to be there exactly at, like, whatever the time was that my GPS said. And he was like, all right, I'm only this many minutes away, like 20 minutes away. And so I'm there. It's like almost 20 minutes till 7:00. And he just now I'm like, dude, I told you. And so that was the first time. I think that was the second show we did. He was like that late. And so I was like, and then we got there. It was a little trouble. It was like, I wasn't pleased with how the room was. It was like a lot of echo and it was like a lot of room. And I was like, you can't fix this. And then it was just a whole bunch of confusion. I was like, okay. I was like, that was just that one time. I was like, I'm going to give them another chance. Did another show there. This was, well, that, the first time it was in December of last year. And then the second time I went there, it was a little bit in springtime. And so when I got there, the same thing. But then the dude wasn't there. Like, they have like 3-4 people that work there, but ain't nobody that's supposed to help open the door was there. And so the dude pull up, me and my engineer looking like, what is he doing? And then he's like, are y'all here for the show? And we were like, yeah. And then he leaves and then don't address himself. And then we get there. Like, I'm telling you, I got that video. I'm not going to say who it is, but I got the video. I had it like on YouTube. Like, I was so pissed about the quality of it because we had got there the same time, like the same thing. And it was still the same bullshit, but now it's bullshit on top of bullshit because he got all these random, I hate to say it, it was a bunch of random niggas in there. I didn't know who it was. And he has all these people. We had to go to another room because the other room was like too loud and there was too much space in there. And so we go to the other room. He has like 4 or 5 other people that work. I don't know if they work there. Nobody's addressing themselves and they just talking loud. And then one of them actually came, I was actually interviewing somebody, and they came in, like, butted in the comments. I'm like, who is this dude? And then I had to tell Pastor Dan, I was, like, so pissed that whole time everything was going on. Like, I was trying to keep my calm because I was getting ready to cuss everybody out in that room because then nobody there worked for me. So I'm like, why is y'all here? And then I told the pastor, I'm like, yo, I didn't know none of them cats that was there. And he was like, seriously, because you didn't look like you was, you acted like you knew the people. You played it off well. I was like, yeah, because I didn't know none of cats. But long story short, I gave them a second chance because it was a black business. Now, I'm just going to treat, not saying just that one incident is going to make me like not, because I work with all kind of black businesses, but it's just like that, I gave you like a second chance because you was a black business. Now I got to treat you like everybody else because I had a bad feeling going back the second time. And so, like, from now on, if I get like a bad feeling, like, I don't care if you Muslim or whatever your ethnicity or religion, if you just ain't up to par, you ain't up to par. But I get it. It's just, to me, that was just a bunch of BS going on. I was like, I didn't blast them on social media, none of that. I just was like, I'm just going to take this money loss and this bad quality I got and just chuck it up to a loss. And that's it. And I just moved on from it. But yeah. But yeah, I get it. It's just different. I just feel like if you're in business, it's just certain things you should know, like about time and being prompt and shit like that. Like, I feel like that's something you shouldn't be like get lended on. Like, if you run out of products or something, like if you sell food, like if you're part of a food corporation, like you should know like how much inventory you're supposed to take on what you need. Like, it's just simple stuff like that. It's like some of it is just common sense stuff. And I feel like every black business needs like leeway to that. That's just me. That's just my opinion. But
no, I mean, there are certain businesses, I can't even talk, that, you know, I know, and businesswomen, businessmen that I know that I have supported, and maybe things didn't go right, and even though I reached out to them and let them know my, you know, what I was feeling and my, you know, viewpoint on the whole thing, they never responded. I was still hesitant to blast them or say anything on social media just because I knew they were a black business and they were in the minority. Like, you know, I'm going to air my grievances and say, you know, X, Y, Z business. I'm not going to name the business. I'm not going to name the business owner, but it, and I think that's because they are a black business.
Yeah, I get it 100%. I feel like, yeah, it is like a, I don't know specifically what it is, but it's a little different. I don't know how to feel from it. I just say support them. I don't know. I'll support black businesses, but it's like, if you like asking for something simple, like as long as you address them, like you said, address, whatever business you have an issue with, and hopefully whatever it is you needed, that they'll be better the next time with their service. But if you just automatically go on your social media and like try to blast them, then that's whack. Now I don't condone none of that, because if you needed something, you could just simply like say, hey, you didn't do this, because you would do that to some other corporations. People just, I feel like they do that with other corporations, because you know, I was about to say something else. See, I'm already, my tongue is about to be loose. I was about to say something else that wasn't appropriate, because I'm getting loose at the mouth. But, oh, I was just going to say that people just, they act petty when they go to McDonald's. Like, they won't, like, you didn't give me this much, so I'm going to need my money back because you didn't put tomatoes or something on my burger like I asked. You know people do that when they go to certain places. I think they just like that with everybody. But I get, like, that. But, say it again.
Right. I said that's just for character, and when you're receiving an order, you don't know. When I tell you I stay in prayer, I mean, even if I believe, if I wasn't a believer, I think I would stay in prayer as a business owner, because you never know who's on the other side of that order. What game are they in? Are they ordering it to hate on it? Are they ordering it to copycat? Are they ordering it just to say something went wrong? You know what I mean? Because people have motives, right? I just want to, I pray, you know, because I know that some people just don't have the right spirit. And so if I contact you and I say, hey, my container supplier is behind, because that happens a lot. If I'm running a special, I try to have a whole bunch of inventory containers on hand, you know. But say a certain size sells out faster than I expected, then that's going to put like a 4-day hold on the order. If I contact you about that, don't subtweet me. Don't do that. Don't post about it negatively, because I've already communicated. So what's the phrase? Keep that same energy. With that same energy that you posted negatively, show my email. Show that I've done the work, you know, I've put in the effort. And I think that's what we said. We hold each other to a higher standard, knowing that our resources are more limited, knowing that typically people will communicate with you. I know fact doesn't tell you when your order's going to be jacked up. They'll just have you waiting. And there ain't nothing free going to be, nothing extra going to be in that envelope when FedEx delivers. At least if Jess Whip hold you up, you're going to have something extra. That's just how I move. Because right. I'm showing you my appreciation for ordering from me, because you don't have to choose Jess Whip. There are hundreds of shea butter companies out there. Mine stands on its own feet because of my process. But at the same time, I know you can buy it from somewhere else. I know Shea Moisture is readily available at every corner pharmacy. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to show you that gratitude and appreciation as a customer. But I think customers have to do the same thing for business owners. They need to take into consideration just how hard it is.
Mind check. Right. Oh, sorry. I thought I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay.
I was trying to turn my levels down. I was too loud. Sorry.
I'm going to give an example, then I'm going to let this go for me. It's a restaurant that I like to go to because it's black owned, it's sexy, you know, and I can go in there. During college football season, I'll go in there and watch the Hurricanes play. And I've been in there for a couple other events. So I went in there one night for a birthday party. Maybe it's because I had a couple of drinks, and I really don't even think it's that. But their lemon pepper wings were like women. They were so, so, so good. So, of course, the next time I go, I want those wings. So the next time I go, they weren't that good. I was like, well, maybe it's a different person cooking it. But the next time I went, same thing. I didn't take the social media. I just told the waitress, like, hey, you know, these wings, they're not consistent, you know. I felt like that was the best thing to do instead of getting online.
Right.
I ain't going here no more. They wings, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm still coming back, you know. I might have to eat some wings somewhere before I come, but I'm still coming back. You don't just throw the whole, what's the country saying? You don't throw the baby out with the pot? You know, you don't just throw the whole thing away. Yeah, that's
right.
The country. Yeah, but you just don't throw the whole thing away because one thing went wrong is my point. You know, you give people an opportunity. You don't stop going to a grocery store because something went wrong. Oh, they messed up they left my eggs out my bag. You still going back to Publix or ATV or Kroger or Wegmans. You still going back. you know, it's just a mistake. Mistakes happen.
Right. I honestly get that. You make a whole lot of sense. I think people get it. I like that question. Thank you to the listener that sent that question, because that was a great question. We had a great conversation when we were talking about that. You did a great spill on that about supporting black businesses when we were talking about it during Black Friday. But real quickly before we go to break, we got to go to break real quick. We're going to finish up these updates. Thank y'all so much for sending in all these questions and emails. I'm going to try to get to some of them. Oh, yeah, it's an update from thank you so much to Lalia. That's what her name is. She's actually spelled it out in syllables. Thank you so much for that, because I was been saying your name wrong the whole time. You've been supporting the show for a good while now. I think from the beginning you've been supporting the show. Thank you so much for writing and sending all these emails and comments. I appreciate it. Her name is Lalia. She's saying that she wasn't trying to be smart when she said that. She said that she's basically saying that she was just asking a question because we didn't talk like, I guess in her email, I'm just paraphrasing what she said. She said we didn't talk like a know-it-all Christian, and she was just amazed by that we knew so much about when we were talking about religion or whatever. And she was, I guess when we talk about Tina Campbell and all that foolishness and all that stuff she's talking about and how we was breaking it down, she was just asking, do we believe in God? Or she said she wasn't trying to be smart aleck. So, I didn't read it. I didn't take it that way. I guess she was saying that because Julie was like F them or whatever, or something like that. She was saying she wasn't trying to be smart when she said that. I appreciate that. I didn't take it that way. I know you just asking a question, but yeah, shout out to Lalia. Thank you for writing that in syllables, because she actually spelled it out. She said, pronounce L-A-H. Thank you so much, because the way it's spelled, I was just saying it how it's spelled, and that's how it sounded. I told y'all, my college education only took me so far in life, so my enunciation skills, sometimes, because people pronounce stuff differently, so, because people, it's a big debate with people say caramel, I say caramel, because that's what it sounds, that's what it looked like it said, but people say caramel, so, that's the way I pronounce stuff, so, sorry. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for the comment. Oh yeah, shout out. We're gonna talk about Adam and Kizzy. Listen, y'all, thank y'all so much. I'm gonna call, I was just looking through all the emails and I try to pinpoint. If I missed your name, I'm gonna try to read them off some more next week. But these are the ones that I just listed, because these are the ones I saw that said they voted. And I'm gonna tell y'all again how to vote for Adam and Kizzy, the guests we had on last week. They are absolutely, they're in a megastar competition and they are absolutely in the top five now. Fighting for the grand prize is $1 million. And it's a competition started, I think, Usher's affiliate of it, and it's somebody else. I forgot the name of the artist, but they're pretty popular. But it's affiliated with Usher. I think Usher started it. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but they made it to the top five. Like, they went from the start of the competition, they said they started from, like, number 97, and they all the way in top five. And that's just because people that, like, these people I'm about to name now. Okay, shout out to Carla, shout out to Louise, shout out to Carol, shout out to Brian, shout out to Kyle, shout out to JB Rock, shout out to Natalie, shout out to Lalia, shout out to Tyreek for downloading that app and voting for them on the Megastar app. And I'm gonna tell y'all how y'all can vote for them, because they're still in the top five. They just the judges just made a decision, I think, yesterday, and they made an update and said they're gonna meet Usher next week, and they're gonna go to LA and meet Usher. So either way, you know, they're gonna go to LA. I think they still get a little portion of it, I think, of some kind of prize. They didn't specify, but they're absolutely going to LA next week to meet Usher. So what I need y'all to do, we need to get them in number, we ain't fighting for no top five, we fighting for the number one spot. So if y'all vote for Adam and Kizzy, number one spot. We ain't sell it for number two. We ain't sell it for number three. We got to get them in number one because they're phenomenal. All y'all got to do, pull out your phone. If you got a iPhone or a Samsung, whatever it is, all you got to do is go to wherever you download app. Download the Megastar app. It's a purple icon. I don't know what it looks like on your Apple Store, whatever it's called on iPhone. But if you got a Samsung device, I would say Android, because that's the operating system, but that's a whole other story. But go to your Samsung phone and pull up your Play Store. It's a purple icon on the app. Pull it up right now. Y'all can do it. We're getting ready to go to break. All y'all got to do is pull that up. and type in Megastar. When you go to Megastar, it's going to take you to the screen where you log into your Facebook page. Log into your Facebook page, and it's very simple. You can either type in Adam and Kizzy, A-D-A-M, and space K-I-Z-Z-I-E. And go there right now. We're getting ready to go to break. You do it, we go on a break. You can listen to the IMG2 app and do that at the same time, multitask. So do that and go to, when you get to the page, once you log in on your Facebook account, you can type it in or you can go to the home screen on the Megastar app and go to the top rank. And there in the top five, all you got to do is vote. This is the last day you can vote. And then they're processing all the votes tomorrow. Today is the last day. So I'm going to need for everybody that's listening right now, when we go to break, y'all download that Megastar app. And then tell your cousins to download the IMG2 app. Tell your cousins, that coworker you don't like. Tell everybody. You listen to your car. Listen to it at home. Wherever you at. Put them headphones in and listen to the show. And download that Megastar app. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a little bit of Adam and Kizzy's song from their Book of Edo, Volume 2. So y'all check out this song right here, Will's Ready.
Upon a tumultuous time, in the muck in the mind, the slime was a brother, a sorrowful brother. He was searching for something sublime. What he found was subliminal lemons, and the women he found to be dimes, and they found him a typical nickel, not committal, committer of crime.
They ratchet, they cry, they can't stop looking at you like you naked.
Oblivious city, your brother has a heart and as big as the moon. Every crate is a hug, is created, safe for later, it's safe to assume. And that made for a sorrowful brother with a smile and singing a tune. And I swear if you notice them breathing, he'd be leaving December for June. Though he had no perception of lack, where his love was concerned, it's a fact. Every hug that he gave to a woman was a question requesting it back. All the while our brother's convinced by the mask that he wears in his act, as he grooms to the sorrowful sister that his misery seems to attract.
Your love
the sister, she came from the dirt, left a smile, reflexes in her, but when she focused, she managed to shine a little while. In spite of the hurt, it was a trick that she learned as a child. Used to buy her a kind of a purse, peace of mind, but the price of a brother leaving sorrow inside of a skirt. So the sister, the sorrowful sister, smiled back as she got in the train with this brother, describing the feelings that he thought that his lyrics explained. And they both were beneath the assumption that for once they could finally gain enough. But what's enough? Once enough of the stuff has been drained.
Enough!
Adam and Kizzy, Tumultuous Time. Man, that's good. Hey, welcome back. This is Studio W, The Buzz, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is the Soul Savvy Show with Q Lynn Green, EB. Hey, that was too good.
Y'all hear how great that song was? Y'all hear how great that was?
That was too good.
You want to just pull out your phone and download that app. Listen.
That was too good.
They are homegrown from Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma. We rep Oklahoma to the fullest. We kind of raggedy and great at the same time. But stuff like this makes us over the top great because it's nothing but their whole wave is nothing but homegrown support from people from the city and also from other states. They getting overseas support, people from Germany, from all over the U.S. They getting, it's a global competition, and they didn't beat everybody out. And you know why? Because they're individually a duo that's great and fantastic. They have different fusions of sounds from jazz, hip-hop, blues, everything. They brought the classic style with modern times together, and they make their own thing, their own sound. So if that don't make you want to vote, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I think that's too good.
Yeah, get some great music in your life. Adam and Kizzy, we gotta get them in the number one spot.
That's real
good. The final day is today. So whip out your phone, cast that last vote. We gotta get them over the top promoting this. I've been promoting it all week because I believe in them. They're amazing, a great group. So put them over the top and get them that note. Because all it is preparation. Preparation meaning opportunity. That's all it is.
Right.
When they've been preparing like they great, and guess what? They got the opportunity to showcase how great they are, and that's it. That's all you need is an opportunity. Get their grandpa's, their whole $1 million. $1 million? I don't know if it's tax-free or not. That's not the point. But $1 million? Listen, we got to get them that grand prize. We ain't chilling for number two. Number three, get them in that number one spot. I don't care where you are. You're listening to it on the IMG2 app. You're listening on StudioW.Buzz. Wherever you at. You're in your car, at home. Download that Megastar app and get them in that number one spot. And so, I know you said you had a comment on what we were talking about because I know you had to slip out and get a little taste to that Pinot. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to let you get in on this and give your opinion on when we talk about black businesses. So go ahead.
Okay,
Will.
See, slander again. See, that's why you're getting sued. But that's okay. Let me move
slander.
On. That was slander. I told you I had a business call to make. And you and I, see,
listen, I wasn't going to put all your business out there. I was just going to say you went to go get a little something, and then you came back. That ain't slander.
See, EB, I told you, watch your back. Watch your back.
I was just telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He had to go handle some business, y'all. I'm just playing. He wasn't drinking. I was just making a joke.
I think it's funny anyway. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. But anyway.
I was just throwing it out there. I've been holding it back since last week, so.
Yeah, I know you were.
Not really, cause I know I talked about it during that pre-tape interview. But I had to throw it out there just cause. But go ahead with your train of thought.
Also, before I go on, now, is Julie on the line with us also?
I believe she is.
Julie?
I think so.
Yeah.
She was going to fix her Metro PCS phone. I don't know why all the guests on the show got that Metro PCS. Y'all need to upgrade or something. Plan.
Anyway, I think she
says
something.
That Metro PCS.
You know, this is in defense, and I have to say in defense of black business. I'm a black business owner. And I've owned many, many businesses, and I try my best. Some have made it, some have failed, you know. But the thing about it is that I always gave my best. And you're gonna get, let's put it down. You can get screwed anywhere. And I've lost more money with businesses that weren't black than were black. I'm serious. And like somebody mentioned Macy's, and there's a major, major headphone company. I'm not gonna mention their name because they didn't make it right for me. But I had a $400 pair of headphones, and they started coming apart. Okay, as a matter of fact, one piece had fell off, couldn't find it, and the manufacturer says, okay, you got to send it all back. I said, I don't have it. And I had to go all the way up to the president of the company for them to replace it. So it's not black, it's not white, it's not red, it's not yellow. You have to vet the people that you're going to do business with. There are some great, great, great black business owners out here. There are some great white business owners out here, and so on and so on. But there's also some crooks across the line. You have to also understand, as far as the black businesses can understand, when you open up a business in a black, if you're black, most times, and you don't have the capital, then you have to get the money from the bank, right? And then you have to look at volume. You have to look at what you're producing and what you're selling. And the thing about it is Walmart can buy it a whole lot cheaper than we can because they can buy in the volume. They have the capital to do so.
Right.
So, so we have to understand that. And then understand the fact that we have to also work harder. We have to be smarter. We have to produce more. And I'm telling you from a fact. And I'm just going to take a few short seconds to say this. I was a partner in a major investment firm, okay? And my numbers were great. And my counterparts came, who were non-black, came to the boss, says, how in the world could we compete with William? You know what he did? He gave them high-end producers so their numbers were equal mine. And when it comes to me, I'm looking, well, what are you going to give me? Nothing. You have to understand. I remember coming in to a meeting one time. I'm a partner, and I am 5 minutes late, and they chewed me out. One of my counterparts who wasn't white, he came in 20 minutes late, and there was nothing said. So we have to understand that we are held to a higher standard, and we have to stop being so critical of our own people. And if they're bad, I don't care if they're black, green, red, or yellow. If they're bad, they're bad. And you don't have to do business with them. But we can't say that, no, I'm going to do this with these other people because they won't. Look, let me tell you something. I can think of three lawyers, which I hate lawyers, right? Two of them were white and one of them were black, and I hate all three of them. So, you know, we can't do this. All right, so this is what I have to say about that. I'm gonna get off my high horse, but I just my blood was boiling. But I think it was Julia that said that we are held to a higher standard,
right,
in which we absolutely are in everything. We have to be better than anybody else. But guess what? And when we do that, we persevere. But can you understand that it's not all the time our fault? Because you have so many people, and you have people that try to sabotage you. You can even go back to Black Wall Street. But we're not going to get into this history lesson tonight, and we'll move on.
Yeah. There's a lot of people said they went to the screen. I think it might have closed already. That's all right. Y'all can still vote. I think it said it's still some extras in there. Yeah, it should let you vote still. Yeah, because I just voted. I'm calling y'all out. I called myself out. Yes, you can still vote. You gotta go to the homepage. Somebody just texted me. Hold on, let me see who it is. I'll call them out. I ain't gonna call you out, but somebody just texted me and said that it won't let me. Go to the top. When you go on the Megastar app, you log in with your Facebook. If it won't let you if you can't get it on the search bar, go to the homepage. And it says on the home, icon, it says top rank. And all you gotta do is click top rank because I just voted. It just said I voted, so you can still vote. And so I don't know how long. I'm not 100% sure for tomorrow. I don't know if it transfers over tomorrow, but I know for sure today is the last day. So get them votes in. Thank you to hopefully all y'all listen to me that's listening live. And I'm trying to get. I was gonna get on Facebook Live, but like I said, I don't have no help. So I told y'all my technical my savviness don't transfer over to technology. I know what I was about to say. Did y'all vote? Did you vote EB and Will when I told y'all to during the break? We're gonna take another break. I'm gonna keep asking
y'all. I voted. I didn't do that whole thing you said about deleting the app, but I did vote.
Oh yeah. Right. I said last week that was an accident. I'm not making that up. Cause I told y'all I had too many apps downloaded on there and my storage was getting messed up. And my phone was acting jack. I was like, let me delete some of these. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot you could still vote on there. And so when I re-downloaded, they gave me extra 5. And so, cause I was on my last one, and they gave me an extra 5. So, thank you for bringing that up. Cause JB Rock said that in the email. He said, I did what you said, and he voted, multiple times. So shout out to JB out here, doing what I did. I asked, I blogged him what I said. and Vogue. Thank you so much. When we start, we getting ready to do some advertisements real soon with people. Once we start doing giveaways, you gonna get a T-shirt, whatever it is we sell, whatever we advertise it on here, you gonna get first dibs, JB Rock. So, if this is your email, hit me back when you hear this and let me know if this is your email. And send me, send me an email and tell me your shirt size and all this other stuff because we don't hook you up. I might just send you like a CD or something. Oh, there you go, Julie. Your Metro PCS kicked in already. Thank you so much for joining us because I think we asked you a question and I'm just playing. She said she has to drive, y'all. She's driving while she's doing this. I made a joke when we came back from break. You probably didn't even hear it.
I'm running my Friday night errands. I'm headed home.
I told you to get rid of that Metro PCS phone. Everybody guests on the show got that Metro PCS. You, Tiffany, who else? Helen, all y'all got the Metro PCS phones that ain't working.
Oh, my goodness. That's bad.
What'd she say? Hold on. What did Julie say? What'd you say?
I said, whatever. Yeah. I was in the store.
I was telling you, Metro PCS phone is breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
So Julie missed my comment about her.
Wait, no. Well, I want to hear what she just said. I want to hear everything she said. What did you say, Julie?
I was letting our creamy cousins hear the show.
What? Yo.
Girl, stop acting like you can't hear me.
What? You was breaking up. I couldn't hear nothing you said. What did you say? Say it one more time. Because I couldn't hear.
I was allowing our creamy cousins to hear me in the store.
Oh, got you. Yeah, that breakup with that Metro PCS, I don't know if the signal was getting lost in the store or not. It was just a little shaky or something.
That's a shame.
Like he was going through a tunnel.
That's a shame.
What did you say? What was you about to say before I started?
Yeah, before
I
you started.
I feel like Julie want to punch me sometimes when she come on, because I feel like she's going to come on and...
No, you always throwing everybody.
I feel like you want to punch me through the phone when I be talking. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Will. What was you about to say?
No, I was asking Julie, did she hear my comment about what she said about us being, as black business owners, held to a higher standard?
I could hear it, but I just had it on mute because I was in line.
Oh, okay, yes. And I agree with that. So anyway, we can move right along. I just had to say that. It doesn't matter whether you're black. It doesn't.
Getting a pork chop from the, from aisle 8.
Q-Lan. You need some help.
I'm sorry. You are wrong for that.
I know. You know.
Pork chops on aisle 8.
Pork chops.
See, hold on, y'all. I gotta go to
Al
10. Hold on, y'all, while I get this food.
You know, this is a doggone shit.
I was playing, cause I'm still going. Listen, y'all missed everything when we went off air. When we got off air last week, we was going in. I love Julie cause I get to go in like I want to, and she can just sit there and listen like, keep going, so I can say what I gotta say. And she's like, are you done? So I can go. Last week, when we got off air, we was talking about Bruno Mars for like a whole hour or something. We talked about something else, but we was going in on Bruno Mars. I think I'm calmed down. I finally got off my chest, so I don't think I'm still revved up. It depends when we get the savvy news, but we gotta move on with the show. I'm just messing with Julie.
I'm used to.
You what? Julie, did you get the pork chop? Did you already go through, did you go to self-checkout or did you go to the, somebody ring it up for you?
That's a damn
shame.
Did you
get the pork chops random?
I
was asking a question.
I ain't cooking no pork chops, girl.
I don't know what Houston people eat. What y'all eat? Y'all, I know y'all like a red meat state. What y'all cook?
What's wrong with her, EB?
You vegan.
EB,
vegan meal.
EB, what's wrong? What's wrong with your host?
Who is a vegan?
No, I was asking her, did she get a vegan meal? Did she get some pork chops? That's what I'm asking.
I'm taking a break.
I got some cooking oil, so I can deep fry.
Got some cooking oil. What kind of cooking oil?
Kind that I can deep fry something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Canola, what do you use? Canola oil or, what you use?
Whichever one on sale.
Whichever one on sale. You sound like my aunt. That's what she's, I'm like, you don't have a specific kind? She's like, nope, just whatever's on.
Weston, all right, canola, generic, it all fry the same. It's all gonna pop and get hot.
The generic gonna have you, going to go to the doctor and find something in there, go have a kidney stone or something.
Whatever. Everything in my...
Like the grease oil, pop! Don't burn it. What do you cook it? You use that with everything? I'm getting all stuff. I'm getting ADD talking about that. We need to go on the regular people in the newspaper. Say it again.
You are getting ADD.
I am. I always get it on the show. Somebody said that, yeah, you do get ADD. I'm like, I do. I'm sorry, y'all. I get up. Cause they were like, when I started talking about Facebook Live, they were like, you really do got ADD. I'm like, I do. I can't help it. I just be off to a whole nother universe. My mind be going like 1,000 miles per hour. We're going to move on to Ragged People News where we run out of time. I don't have that much. I guess I could throw, like I said, with Julie, I was just having a good day, had a nice meal, you know, had a nice little zucchini pasta. It was nice. And then she go text me talking about, you seen Bruno Mars? Like I'm about to search that out. And I know she's being an a-hole about it because she kept asking me. I'm like, is this serious right now? You really think I just told you I don't care for this cat and you gonna ask me have I watched it? Like I said last week, I wasted my time watching that, and that can go on Raggedy People News because it was garbage. It was terrible. So, EB, what's some other Raggedy People News we got? That's the only one I got. That Bruno Mars special was terrible. What else you got,
EB? I'm trying to think of who has been raggedy, but I can't. It's so much going on, I don't know who else has been raggedy this week.
Ain't that a good thing? I think it was something with y'all.
I mean,
y'all
a good thing that we
Tampico
don't
president, but I don't want to get into that because we already spent too much time on him last week, and that conversation gave me a headache thinking about him. So if we could skip past Raggedy People News, that give us enough time to talk about something better than that. But I don't have nothing else raggedy to talk about.
No, I don't think I have any Raggedy People News. I think no, I think that was it. Everybody who's been raggedy, I think that's it.
Oh, I was going to ask Will. Oh, I know one raggedy story. Will, what's up with y'all peoples in San Bernardino? I know your station is out there. You live out there. What did you hear about that story about some kids throwing a kitten in the street? It happened in your town. You know about that, Will? Or did he leave already to get his drink? I think he left already to get his drink. I forgot to ask him about that when he was on. But yeah, shout out to the raggedy people, the raggedy kids in San Bernardino, throwing kittens and shit in the street. That shit was terrible. They had it on video. I think it was like some 16-year-old kids that did it. But yeah, they threw a kitten in the street. It went viral. The video went viral on there. I was going to ask Will about it because he's from San Bernardino. Oh yeah, what else happened? It was something else that happened in the news I was going to talk about and I forgot. But, oh, well, it'll come to me later. Say it again.
I said, does the raggedy news have to be in the news?
It's just something raggedy. Just raggedy, okay. Something that happened.
It's shopping time. It's that season where everybody's in shopping centers, at the malls, what have you. Let me tell you something. If you're driving in those parking lots, stay on your side. I don't know what it is with women drivers, particularly Caucasian women, you do not drive down the middle of the aisle. I'm going to just let
you. Oh, yeah, don't do that.
They are raggedy. Oh, my gosh. They just take the whole damn aisle. That's how I feel today.
Yeah, that's raggedy. People knew. Don't do that. I remember it was one lady, like, actually arguing me. Like, it was a two-way. Like, you go south and you go north. But this lady, and then there's some that go like back and forth, and then there's one that like that just goes one way. You either going north or you going south. And the one that I was on, she was going south, but she was going the wrong way. She was going the opposite way of where the arrow was. And this bitch goes here, argue with me and say that she was going around. I'm like, it's a whole arrow right there that will show you that you're going the wrong way. You go sit there, argue with me. Well, I told her all you gotta do is circle around and see this arrow, and she's sitting there arguing with me. But I ain't gonna tell y'all what y'all said because we're trying to keep it G-rated for the show, but it was very, I told you, I got a million stories. It was a listener told me to tell some stories on here. I guess I could put myself in Raggedy People News and tell a story. Okay, listen here, y'all. I know this is a terrible story. I already know this is a terrible story before I get started, so don't judge me. But I think it was on 4th of July weekend. This past 4th of July, I was getting ready to go somewhere. I think my dad had asked me, I was going over my dad's to eat barbecue. And he had told me to go to the store to get something, like some some relish or something. I forgot what he told me to go get. But I was getting ready to go to the store, and I was in the turning lane to turn off, and I had this new charger, this wireless charger that I had just got, but it was getting overheated, and I had it in my lap, and I had shorts on, and I was like, oh, shit, this shit is burning. Let me put it in the seat next to me. I put it in the passenger seat, and I was sitting there waiting at the stoplight. Tell me why it was this cat in this, like this big-ass truck. I think it was like a Ford, like, F-150 or something, and it was some dude in the next lane that was, like, trying to get my attention, and I could see him in my peripheral trying to, like, wave at me, and so I had pulled my window, I had pushed my window down, I mean, turned it, you know what I mean, the automatic windows, I rolled the window down, and he was like, hey, he was like, you don't need to be on your phone while you're driving. He's like, that causes wrecks and all this other shit. I was looking at it. I was like, first off, I wasn't on my phone. I was like, it was my charger. He was like, yes, you was, because I was watching you the whole time when I was behind you until I pulled up or something like that, he said. And I was like, first off, I was like, I wasn't on my phone. And I was like, secondly, I was like, you need to mind your goddamn business because I wasn't on my phone. And he's like, my son, I know this is effed up because I'm laughing. This is so terrible for me to be laughing at this. But he was like, hey, he's like, my son died because of a texted driver. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, really? That happened? I was like, I don't give a fuck. And I rolled the window up and kept on going. I didn't give a shit. Like, I'm like, how you going to come at me aggressive and then want me to feel sympathy for you? I don't give a shit about that. But, yeah, that's my Raggedy People news. That was happened a while ago. I got like a whole lot of stories like that, but that we'll go on to Savvy News because y'all ain't even say nothing on that. Y'all like, wow, really? You do that? Where'd y'all go?
I was praying.
You was praying? Yo, that happened one time. Like he was coming at me aggressive. Like he could have been a Trump supporter or something with all that aggression. Wait, he had a fire truck mustache and everything. He looked like a bad built cop out here. Like, how am I supposed to respond to that? Evie, where you at? What you think of that story? Evie, I think Evie got that Metro PCS too. She cutting out. Everybody, where y'all get y'all plans from? This Metro PCS? Oh, that's what's gonna be the name of this show when I post it. I'm gonna be like Metro PCS, this comes to you live from Metro PCS edition of the Soul Savage Radio Show. Everybody got Metro PCS's on this phone. We don't keep going. It's a Savvy News. Talk about the Soul Train Awards. We didn't get to talk about that last week. Soul Train Awards, they honored, I think they gave the Lady of Soul Awards to, hope I got the names right, Lady of Soul Awards to SWV. They celebrated 25 years. I know one show we had celebrated the anniversary of It's About Time, 25th anniversary, and also Toni Braxton, it was 25 years since she released her debut album. She got a Legends Award, and they started off with SWV. They killed that. It was amazing. I was like, I know they managed by Brooke Payne. That's also a new addition and BBD's manager, if y'all didn't know, Brooke Payne. They gave him a shout-out during their acceptance speech. And he got them in line. If y'all watch that New Edition movie, y'all know he'd be cracking the whip on them. So they had to get it together for that show. That was their first award, I think, ever. I think we said that on the show before. That was their first award. And, yeah, it was a great show. I wish they would have did. They didn't do my song, though. The side, what is it called? I forgot the name of it. Oh, Rain. That's my song from them. I love that song. I think it was produced by Brian Morgan, too. We're going to get him on the show. I'm in contact now. I'm still trying to get him on. It'll probably be next month when we get him on. Well, we're going to get him on the show because he's an amazing producer. He produced everything for SWV, produced them hits. Crazy. I think everything else I skipped. I think I just watched Tony. That one, now that was lackluster because I was like, listen, Layla Hathaway is like right out there in the audience. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what was up with that? Like, Layla Hathaway was sitting right in the audience. Like, she could have did a Toni Braxton tribute, but that's beyond. I didn't really care for that. What's the dude name that looked like he don't brush his teeth when he wake up in the morning and he be, smoke cigarettes before he brush teeth? Like, what's that dude's name? Roe James? That was terrible. and he changed the key of Seven Whole Days. I appreciate that. But who else they had performing? Jesse J did the Tony Braxton. That was cool. And then Luke James, that was really good too. I like that. He did what'd she do? You Mean the World to Me. That's what she did. And then I think Luke James did Unbreak My Heart. He did that. And I was going, EB, is you on still? Did you get your phone together? Hello? EB. I know you on. I'm talking about EB. He said it's Metro BTS was accident.
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you now.
I didn't know y'all couldn't hear me.
No, I couldn't. That's what I was saying. I was asking about the story. You didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, it's Metro PCS is acting up. Did you hear that story?
No.
No. You didn't hear the story?
No, I didn't hear anything. I was talking. I thought y'all was listening to me.
Oh, no. I didn't hear nothing you said. I told you. You and Julie on the same phone plan, on EB. Is that what it is? Metro PCS?
No, y'all know I'm here with my family set up for this party. Everybody's so loud, and the signal where we are is terrible. So I thought I was talking.
Gotcha.
I stepped out in the hallway to talk, but I thought y'all could hear me. So I was just talking.
Oh, no. But did you hear that story before we go into the Soul Train Awards? Did you hear that story I said? You want me to tell it again?
Wait, which story was it?
Oh, you didn't hear it. It was a story about me. I put myself in Raggedy People News because I did this. I said I did this earlier this summer. I was driving. I was going to the store for my dad. I was getting something, and I was I was in the turning lane getting ready to turn, and I was sitting there at the red light, and I had a wireless charger. It was like heating. I was charging my phone up, but it was like overheating on my lap, and I was like, this shit is hot. Let me move it to the passenger side. And so I was sitting there at the light, and this dude, I could see from my passenger window, from my peripheral, he was trying to get my attention. And I rolled my window down to hear what he was saying. He was like, hey, you don't need to be on your cell phone driving. He was like, you don't need to be doing that. And I was like, I wouldn't even own my cell phone. What are you talking about? I'm not on my cell phone. And he was like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I said. I was like, is he serious right now? But then he was like, yes, you was, because I saw you from behind. I was following you the whole time, and I saw you. And I was like, first off, I was charging my phone. I was like, secondly, I was like, mind your goddamn business. And then he was like, hey, my son, I'm sorry, I keep laughing every time I tell it. This shit is messed up, but I gotta say it because it's funny to me. If y'all could have heard his tone, it was funny to me. But anyway, he was like, hey, my son died because of a text to a driver. And he was like, my son died. And I was like, oh yeah, really? Really? I don't give a fuck. And then I rolled the window up and kept driving. Cause I didn't. And I could see his mouth. I could see his mouth moving. I was like, I know he called me a bitch. I just saw the word, you bitch. And then I drove off. I know he called me a bitch. It was hilarious. But I kept driving. I was like, you coming at me with all the aggression. And he still go. He like, what is wrong with you? You still on? We're going to keep going because I don't hear EB. What did you think of the Soul Train Awards when your phone come back in?
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Oh, got you. What did you say? I didn't hear nothing you said. What did you respond with?
No, I was saying I'm here. I was saying that man is crazy.
Right. And Julie talking about she going to pray for me. Right. You're the only one to understand what I've been saying, man. You heard that whole story. And you get it. Julie talking about she gonna pray for me. I didn't think what I said was wrong. You coming at me with the aggression. I know I'm supposed to feel sympathy with the aggression in your tone, telling me your track phone is cutting out. I can't hear you.
Hello?
You sound like Terminator for like 10 seconds. That sound like a demon voice. What's going on? It's your phone. That sound like a sound like Terminator. I'm just kidding, Julie. I'll just tell you what it sounded like. It was coming through like, I don't know if it's on my end. We gonna move on. EB, what did y'all think of Soul Train Awards? Did y'all watch it?
I didn't see the Soul Train Awards. No, I didn't get to see it. I heard about it.
I heard about
it. I would keep it on my DVR just for the SWV performances alone. That was lit. But everything else, the Tony Braxton one was kind of underwhelming. And then I ain't gonna tell you what my friend said when Tony was singing. He was like, wow, you can't really understand her. He was like, I really couldn't understand her doing that performance. That's the one time I'll say, because people always make that joke about Tony. Now, I really didn't understand half what she was saying when she was singing, Man Enough, and what's the other one? You're Making Me Hot. That's the one. She sung both of them songs, and I couldn't understand nothing she said. I get that. But also, we're going to get to this, because I keep skipping, EB, and I hope you in good range cell service to hear what I got to say. How dare you say that Babyface and Toni Braxton album was trash? Are you still sticking by that?
I need to listen again, but I mean, I...
Are you kidding me, bro?
I need to listen to it. I don't want to...
You know what I was going to do? I didn't hear what you said. I skipped that. I think I heard it, but I didn't get to address it when we was doing that. But when you said that, I was like, what? When I heard back that audio when I was editing, I was like, is he serious right now? The album, I put that in my number three in my top best 2014 albums of the year list. I put that in my top three because the album was dope. The only reason why I wouldn't, I think it was number two or number three. I can't remember which one it was, but it was definitely in the top five. And the only reason why I didn't get number one because D'Angelo's album had came out that year, and I gave that the number one album of the year. But listen, you so lucky it was your birthday last week, because when I heard that, I was getting ready to play that song from that album. But you said you're going to listen to it again, so I'm going to hold back. And then I'm just saying, it's a great album. It's a really great album. I love it. I listened to it from... And that's an album I listen to from front to the start and the finish. That's a great album. But you said you're going to listen to it? Oh, man. Talk about technical difficulties on this show. I don't know. We're going to keep going because all people keep fading out. Told y'all, this show is brought to you by Metro PCS. I'm just saying, because everybody's cutting out. Okay, we're going to move on. What's some other...
I've been voting.
Will, you've been voting?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
For Adam
and Kendrick.
About three...
There we go. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what you're supposed to do. Vote on that app. You can still vote. Thank you, Will. Appreciate that. We gotta get them in number one.
Okay, so you're being nice now.
I am being nice because you're the only one I can hear. I don't know what's going on with everybody else. Everybody's phone is phone. To Metro PCS track phones. They got them burner phones.
What about EB? Where's EB?
I was just effing around, y'all. I was making jokes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
EB's in South Carolina at a family gathering, I think, and he said he's having bad reception, so we just going on and on, trying to fill in space. I had, whatchamacallit, we got like 15 minutes before we go to break. Okay. I had a little bit of savvy news. I didn't have a lot of it. I think Julie's still on. Julie, yeah. I didn't get to ask Julie, did you watch the Soul Train Awards?
No, I haven't watched it.
You didn't. Yeah, it wasn't that much to talk about. It was just, oh, that Cypher. I almost forgot. You gotta watch that Cypher, the Soul Cypher with Fantasia. I think some of it you can watch online. I think they got a video of it, or that just a clip of that, if you can't watch it on TV. I think they got some of the clips of the show online, wherever you watch videos at. But Soul Cypher was with Fantasia, Molly Music, I think that's how you say his name, and Faith Evans and Bilal, and they killed it. And Fantasia was actually freestyling. I think Bilal was too. They was freaking that beat because Erykah Badu, aka Low Down Dirty, what she call herself, Low Down Dirty Brown, and was it She Ill? She got all these aka DJ names, but she was killing it. She was like flipping an Isley Brothers beat with like some like slow down, like I guess they call it trap soul beats or whatever, but the way she's mixing it was dope. Erykah Badu was killing it, but yeah, that cypher was dope. Yeah, that's about it. I didn't really care for it like that. I wasn't really watching it. I just really watched it for the SWV performances, and they did that at the top of the show. And Toni Braxton's was the last one. I was trying to remember who else. Oh, yeah, Tamar Braxton.
I watched that.
You did?
I watched from the point when SWV received their award until the end. And I hated the honor for Toni Braxton. I think those performances for her were awful.
Oh, yep. What's your... E.B., you said you didn't watch it? Okay.
I think we lost E.B.
No, he's still on the line. I think he's still... I told you that track phone. I don't know. He's still on. I can't hear nothing he's saying, though. If he's saying something, I can't hear him.
All
I know y'all can't hear him. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep moving on. I got some more updates. It was one show. I was asked, do y'all watch Black-ish and all them? The shows that come on primetime nights? You know, Empire and all them. You don't?
I've been through that kind of stuff. I'd be too busy to just sit and watch a TV show.
You don't record it on DVR? I'd be too, but I'll catch it on my DVR. Like, because I get my cable, DirecTV, I got an app for it, so I can watch it wherever I'm at on my phone. So.
Right. But
when I'm on.
When I finally watch it, I'm like watching 5 or 6 episodes at a time. And I haven't watched
it. Oh, yeah.
Now, did you watch, since we're talking about TV shows, have you watched She's Gotta Have It?
No, that's why I was hoping you didn't bring it up, because I still ain't watched it, because I've been preparing, like I told y'all last week, I'm getting prepared to do some video projects, so I've had to practice a lot, because we're doing a whole lot of songs. We're doing like 7, 8 songs, so. I got, most of the 4 of them are like just backup songs, but I'm rehearsing like 8 songs, and we got like 2 weeks to shoot them, because we got to be on point. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to do that and then get my album reviews together. I just watched that on my phone. I could have watched it on Netflix, but I was watching Lethal Weapon. That's my show on Fox. I got to keep up with that. I think that's the only one I kept up with this week was Lethal Weapon. I watch Empire sometimes, it just depends, but I don't think I've been watching it. I think I'm behind a couple episodes, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think Lethal Weapon is the only one I've been watching faithfully. But everything else. I know, I gotta watch She's Gotta Have It, the first movie, before I start watching the series, so I can understand the plot lines of the new Netflix series they have of She's Gotta Have It, because I didn't watch it. I think we were talking about like Spike Lee movies when we were talking about the best 90s movies. I think I only like listed Malcolm X as my favorite Spike Lee, but I don't really care for his movies like that. Like most of the classics that y'all love, like Mo' Better Blues and all that stuff, I haven't really seen his movies like that. I think Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X. And I told y'all like recently, like I think what is it, almost 4 years ago, I had seen School Days for the first time. It was on Netflix, so. It ain't, I haven't really watched these movies. Like, I remember it being on. I just think I don't know if I was too young to watch it. I'm not sure if that was the reason, but I just wasn't into movies like that to watch them like that faithfully. So, I'm gonna get on it. I'm gonna try to watch it. Hopefully I can finish up these reviews and all that stuff and have all this done. And so I can have some free time. But yeah, I haven't watched it yet. It was something else I had pulled up on my phone I was gonna talk about. Oh yeah. I don't know if this is for all the hip hop heads out there. Digital Planet's debut album, OK Player just released, just talked about this. They said that Digital Planet, if you know that hip hop group, their debut album, is getting a 25th anniversary vinyl reissue. And I'm about to pop that joint as soon as it popped, cause that was the group back in the day. I love their group. If you're familiar with Digital Planet, Cool Like That was their hit, if you know that song. It's a dope song. And what's crazy, I think one of them cats actually had a baby with Coco from SWV. That's hella random. I just found out the information. It was on some show. I think Coco was on. She said that she had a baby with. I think it might have been Unsung or something. I saw it. she had a baby with one of them cats, one of them hip hop dudes from Digital Planets. I forgot who it is, but that was just some random information I just thought was funny. But what else? Yeah, I'm so unprepared for this show because I got here like maybe 5 minutes before we got on air. So I'm scoundreling around a little bit. Oh yeah, shout out to, oh yeah, these are the two big things. Jennifer Lewis and Tiffany Haddish just released new books. I think Jennifer Lewis released her book, I think last week or the week before. And then I think Tiffany Haddish released her book this week. She's been on a promo, going on different talk shows. I gotta make sure y'all, I think Jennifer Lewis's book is a memoir. It's called The Mother of Black Hollywood. And then Tiffany Haddish's book is called The Last Black Unicorn. And I'm definitely gonna try to fit that in my schedule. Hopefully, that's definitely motivation for me to finish all these deadlines so I can read them books. Cause those two ladies right there, they're hilarious. I have friends that said it's actually funny. I don't think they read the Tiffany Haddish book yet, but they said that Jennifer Lewis is hilarious. So I'm gonna try to check that out. So shout out to them for dropping books. If we getting ready to go into the topic, we gonna talk about pet peeves, and we come back from this break right here. We'll about to hit y'all with the back to back if he's ready, and we gonna get into the topic to talk about pet peeves. We're gonna do a part three of pet peeves. It's the listener's choice.
It's gotta be me. So many points. Oh, PJ, you're not mainstream enough. Yeah. Would you consider us changing some stuff? Oh, like everything about who you are. No offense, we're just trying to make you a star. But I must admit, I'm a claustrophobic. I have a hard time trying to fit into your small mind. And I have a habit of dreaming bigger than anything I can see right in front of me. PJ, you're not quite straight enough. Thug life, my nigga, act a little more tough. Oh, can you switch your style up a little more? You can be yourself later, for now we need the radio. But I must admit, claustrophobic, I have a hard time trying to fit into your small mind. And I have a habit of dreaming bigger than anything that I can see right in front of me.
Can't see forest for the trees, the movement for the breeze, standing on my own feet. Can't see what you might want from me. Think it's better if we be ourselves. They clutch into my talents more than Catholics do a rosary. Steady ass, where that accent travel? You from New Orleans? Go so, why I dabble with negative energy when all I really mean is a posse sensibility? Not the hardest rapper, but I'm bout it much as Master P. Don't play with me. 504 my home, don't you know that? Flooding through the streets, you should probably take a Kodak. Photosynthesized, sprouting right in front your eyes. Made a trip to Cali and came back a different guy. Living through the same eyes, riding Uber, still got drive. Been the truest, never lie. And I need a little space, cause I'm better doing with me. Just recite if you relate, yeah.
I'm claustrophobic, I have a hard time trying to fit into your small armor. And I have a habit of dreaming bigger than anything I can see right in front of me. We'll be right back.
Q-Lynn, hey, while we're pulling up your next song here, hey, why don't you tell us, why did you pick that song? That was pretty cool there, Claustrophobic. P.J. Morton, featuring Bill.
That is the joint, that is the, we're picking, me and E.B. is picking songs from the best albums of this year. Well, I haven't made my list yet, but these are just dope songs that came out this year. And I'm trying to hit y'all with all the great R&B music that's been released. And P.J. Morton just dropped that album earlier this year called Gumbo. And that's the first single from the album, and it's a great song. Fantastic song for y'all to say that R&B ain't out here. He's actually nominated in two categories, the R&B song, for best R&B song, and also for best R&B album. I was hoping Julie was on it. Julie pop up again so I could tell her how much. What did you say? I like, I was going to tell her again how much this album is way better than Bruno's. And listen, when I write this article, it's on draft now. I just got to get my thoughts together because I write it down and make my thesis to drop my points. And once I make all my points, I can't wait to publish this. And I ain't going to talk about it this show. I think I got a little bit off my chest last week when we was off air. So I ain't going to go in like I am because I'm in a pretty good mood. So I don't want to ruin it talking about that mediocre album. But just right, stay focused on P.J. Morton. He's phenomenal. Me and E.B. picking songs. E.B. had the great song selection from Mary J. Blige. The song is called Be Free. It's excellent. One of my favorites from the album, like I said earlier. And, yeah, it's a great album, and P.J. Morton's is a great album. I also was going to talk about the snubs, man. They snubbed Mary J. Blige. I don't know if it... I think it's certain deadlines they have to meet, and I don't know if it met the deadline or not. I'm not sure on that. I gotta check my sources on that, check the people and see. I know it's from August of last year till November of this year. I think that's when it is. So it should have fit in that deadline for the album. But yeah, that album was dope. The Mary J. Blige.
That album is everything, baby.
Yeah, it is. And then also got snubbed was the Tribe Called Quest. Man, that's the one I was about because they should have been nominated in the hip-hop album or whatever. The song and the album, they should have been nominated in there. And best group, everything. Because the album is phenomenal. What? All them could have been singles from the, I think it's, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Thank you for your service. I think that's the name of the album, of Tribe Called Quest. But they got snubbed as well. And Q-Tip was pissed about it. I think I didn't see all the... He did a rant on, I think, Instagram. I didn't see it all, but, yeah, they got snubbed as well. But, yeah, well, was you going to hit us with that back-to-back with the Thundercat joint? Because that's my... We getting ready to play. That's my shiz and nizzle right there. There we go. Cue that up. That's the joint.
Find my
Thundercat.
Hey.
Them changes. Welcome back. Soul Savage Show. Q Lynn Green.
Hey, we try to play something to lock y'all up.
Hey, that was real good.
Man, the joint right there, Thundercat, that from his album Drunk. It came out earlier this year, I believe in February. Could be wrong, fact check that. I know it was earlier this year, start of the year. That's the joint. Got that. Don't you like that, Will? That little Isley Brothers little rhythm section to it with the footsteps in the dark.
I love it.
I'm playing with. We gonna do something with that.
I love that Thundercat. I love that. Q-Lynn, how long have you been a fan, and where did you find these cats?
Yo, listen, they've been out here. That's what I'm saying. R&B is out here. Like, that's Thundercat. He's a bass player. He's a well-known, great bass player. He meshed that whole old school, like, Michael McDonald, the Doobie Brothers, like, mixed it in with, like, old soul, but he got this, like, trippy little, like humor to it, like some like, that's why the album is called Drunk, cause it kinda got that kinda feel to it. It's like some like new age stuff. It's like some funkadelic, like space age kinda R&B stuff.
But you know, it also,
right there.
It also had a little, island type rhythm to it as well. You know?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, that little offhand beat, like, you know, on the Isley Brothers, Footsteps in the Dark, it's that same drum connection.
Almost like reggae.
That same
type.
Drum.
Right.
We should play that back to back so you can hear that. Man, that song right there is my joint. I was over here jamming. I put myself on mute because I was saying, nobody moves their blood on the floor. Don't. I'm on my heart. That's my joint. I love that song. But yeah, shout out to Thundercat. He should be racking up awards too because that's a great album. He's been everywhere. He's been promoting the album on, like, almost every late-night talk show. I've seen that album. That's the joint. But, yeah, we get to Pet Peeves. Trying to see what's going on. There was a listener that sent that in. They've been asking since, I think the first show Haley's been on. I think the first show Haley was on, shout out to Haley, asked over. Oh, yeah, I got a text. I should bring that up, but I ain't going to bring it up. We was texting each other earlier today, and I was going to say something. But I'm gonna keep it off there. We was talking about top five cousins last week, and I was telling her about it. I was like, "You can be top five. I'm like, you can be number one if you become a Prince fan." And she like, "I'm just gonna have to take that L." I'm like, "I was like, I'm gonna tell everybody you're a Prince fan anyway."
Yeah, I don't blame.
Yeah, I just gonna throw that out there. She's like, "Don't be out here lying." I'm like, "I ain't lying. You just like an undercover fan. That's what that is when you say that."
No,
just saying.
She was right.
Well, we gonna move on to the show.
That's
it was a listener that. I know you're going to agree. That's the only person that was on your side was
because
Haley.
She has a good ear.
Listen,
she understands.
We're going to bring this. We just came back from a great break. That's a great song. We got to wrap this up because you already know. We got to be done exactly at showtime because I got to roll up out of here. So we're going to get done exactly within the time period. 23 minutes. We got 23 minutes. We're going to wrap this up. I'm dead serious because I gotta roll up out of here. But, we talk about, listener picked the topic. It was pet peeves. We've been trying to do this, I don't know how many shows since that's been, but pet peeves part three. They specifically said, what's our pet peeves? The question was pet peeves in restaurants. So I'll let, Julie go first.
Pet
or
peeves
Evie, whoever wants to go first.
Yeah,
it don't
matter. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Mr. Trackphone, we can hear you.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
EB, I told you, brother, she would throw you under the bus.
This show is sponsored by Metro PCS. We're going to say that again.
I told you, EB.
That just turned in this app. Everybody on this show, except for Will, I think, is sponsored by Metro PCS. That's what our phone is coming
from. Q-Lynn.
We talked about like four times. Like, my phone keeps dropping the call.
Yeah, man. That's what you and Julie. Y'all shouldn't have got that family parent plan together. That's what I was trying to tell you during the break. I was you and Julie shouldn't have got that family parent plan or Metro PCS. I told y'all. Getting phones from the dollar store. Y'all phones be working.
EB, I told you. She'll push you out of a moving car.
What's y'all pet peeves? We going with the listener's topic of pet peeves. What's y'all pet peeves in the restaurant? That's what they asked.
I'm
Can y'all hear me? Hello?
We can hear you, sir.
Sorry, I'm in the closet.
Mr. Trackphone.
No, I'm literally in a closet full of tables and chairs.
Yo, I'm picturing you like one of them horror films. Like, is it safe to come out yet? You in one of them.
That's called dedication. That's dedication, EB.
Thank you for the dedication, EB, for being a trooper. Because I saw you on it, I was like, okay. But go ahead and tell them what the people is when we run out of time.
Well,
let them know what your pet peeves and restaurants is.
I'm a stickler for service. So at any point when I notice the service isn't bad, if I notice, I'm not going to be rude at all, but I notice that you aren't coming around as much as you should, or my drinks aren't being refilled because I do drink quickly, or the silverware isn't clean, or you get an order wrong, I always start, I think the standard tip in America now is at 18%. I always start at 25%. I start at 25%.
That's pretty good.
I deduct points for everything I notice I do. I take away from it.
I take a dollar away. Like, I start out with 20, and I'm like, every time my drink get low, and I get thirsty, because I get thirsty a lot, I'm like, okay, that's a dollar. You didn't win five here twice. Okay, a dollar down. End up with $14.75 messing with me.
Yeah, and
right.
I don't think I've ever been under 15%, but.
I do it for my debit card, so I ain't got cash on me. So I'm like, okay, I'll put that exactly on the tip on the gratuity, whatever it is, on the card. I'm like, okay, fill this out, $14.75. That's what it is. That's what her tip is. But yeah, what's some pet peeves? Like, what is it that you see people, like, you see customers do? I'm going to add on to that. Customers you see do in a restaurant that's pet peeves to you.
To kind of piggyback on what I just said about me never being rude to people, I'm going to say number one is I hate when people are rude to servers or bartenders or anyone in the service industry. I hate it. It bothers me so much because those people really do work very hard, and their job is not as easy as we may think it is. So anytime I see that, I hate it. I also hate it when people snap or use hand gestures instead of talking to a person.
Being rude, like, hey, get me this, or they'll point, like, Drake. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Well, Julie, what's yours, pet peeves in restaurants? Oh, I met you. What's going on?
Julie,
are you there? Julie, you with us?
Yeah,
go on one.
She in the
go
sucking place like I was.
Right, she in the sucking place. She on the line. I don't know where she went. She eating that pork chop sandwich she just bought at the grocery store, I guess. That she eating. She eating a pork chop sandwich. I don't know where she went. You put that pork down, it's not good for you, Julie. Get you a chicken, get you a filet or something, that Chick-fil-A with jasmine rice or something, like something. Put that pork chop sandwich down. I thought Christian was supposed to eat pork. You eating pork, not good for you. I'm acting like one of them, one of them hotel people be like, you know what it is? It's the cellulite in the red meat that's making. I was trying to act like that. I'm just throwing these jokes out here. But I throw mine in. She's on the line. I don't know where she at. I told you she was gonna get that pork chop sandwich, EB. I don't know where she went. But we gonna keep going. Y'all got me cracking up. I'm glad I got these jokes off, cause y'all they hitting somewhere. Hopefully somebody catching these jokes out here when they hear this. But my pet peeves in restaurants are, like you said, what EB said about just rude people in general in stores. So, it was just, to me, I just think rude people in stores is just, not in stores, but just in a restaurant, like when they be doing extra, you know what I mean, EB? Like, it don't come with the order, but they be doing extra stuff, you know, saying, oh, I want this without the mayo and all that stuff, like, and doing all extra stuff, but then
they don't
tip.
You're trying
like
to customize the order way too much.
Right.
You're doing way too
right.
much. Like, oh, yeah, but, you know, let me get the cheeseburger, but can I get the veggie burger and no bacon? I don't want no mayo. I don't want the bread toasted.
Right, exactly.
And can you make sure my tomatoes are grown in Alabama? But I want my lettuce to be from Mississippi. I don't want no onions. You're doing too much.
Oh, yes. I'm pulling up the email with the listener said. Shout outs to Natalie. She's the one that pulled up the question. I pulled up her email. I was trying to find it. She also added on people that put silverware and like hot and demand them get them hot water so they can put their, that is so effing tacky. Who does that? That is so tacky. How you gonna sit? I didn't even know people did that. Like for real in like sit down restaurants, like you gonna put silverware, make somebody put hot water in there? Is it that serious? Thank you Natalie for that, cause that is trash. Don't do that. It's actually insulting to the restaurant, actually. Like why are you eating there if you don't trust the silverware? That's crazy. But yeah,
wait, I feel like Will trying to say something, but I can't. All I hear is.
I know. Oh, he got, yeah, Will got that. You got, listen, it's all continuation going on here. I guess he got, his burner phone out here too. I don't know what's going on with y'all. We're going to do the show by myself, I guess. Everybody keep
talking. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, Will, EB said he thought he heard you say something because your phone was breaking up, but.
Oh no, I'm not on the phone. Okay, no, oh. no, I didn't say anything. I wasn't trying to say anything, but I will.
Got you.
Okay, no, one of my pet peeves.
You can say something now because they didn't jump off the line. I don't know what
no,
happened.
No, it
everybody's,
wasn't.
Everybody's track phone just going out of control right now.
Q-Lan, this is a global radio network. We couldn't operate.
I couldn't operate this. I don't know. In 15 minutes, I'm gonna be gone. So if y'all ain't on in 15 minutes, we gonna wrap this up within 15 minutes.
EB, I don't know. You know, I don't know whether it's. I don't know what it's.
Be on point.
I don't know what it's everybody else.
He in a Holly Berry movie. That's what he said. He in a car. Trying to get away from it. So it cut out again.
No.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No.
They all went. I love it. This is fun. This is all I think. But what's your pet peeves in restaurants, Will? They actually enjoy that, Will.
If you're sitting there, okay. If you're sitting there, you have your dinner, and you ask the waitress for something, and she takes forever to bring it back.
Right.
Like, whether it's lemons or.
That's the worst.
Oh, that is my pet peeve. And I have to agree with whoever says, and then you have rude customers that want to like abuse like the waitresses that who won't do anything wrong. So that's another one. So no, I'm still here.
Right. Yes. No, I hear you. No, he thought he heard you say something. And I heard something too. I guess it was just, I don't know what that was. Sorry y'all for all these,
okay.
Technical difficulties we have on the show. We live radio. So
now Q-Lan, you're not on a track phone. Q-Lan, you're not on a track phone, are you?
I'm not on the track phone. We on this. I ain't trying to promote the brand because they ain't paid. Maybe there's no check yet. But
yeah,
we on a Galaxy Note phone.
Hey,
Samsung. They made the. And shout out to all people trying to make blow up jokes. This ain't. This phone is perfect. Samsung make the best phones. I ain't gonna say no more because I know the iPhone users is just gonna come in and just be throwing everything on there. So we ain't gonna do that. So. I know they're going to comment, whatever, if they listen to this, but.
Now, do you have any other categories? Any other categories of pet peeves? Like politics? Like politics?
Oh, no, you pretty much get what you get with politics, so they don't get on my nerves. It's mostly the holier than thou ones always got something to say. And they, like that perpetrator, I guess we could have put him in Raggedy People News, that cat from, I forgot what's that, I think he's from Oklahoma. I think he, Cap from Oklahoma, a senator or somebody, got a fetish for children, got caught in a motel with a 17-year-old or something like that. Shout out to him for being nasty. And somebody said, he was like always trying to vote against like LGBTQ, whatever the name is for always voting against that, but he, laying up, cause he got fetish of boys. So he got caught in the studio or something like that. So. Shout out to him. Yeah, it's just politicians, like people that most of the time when they like so against something like that, they usually the ones like the perpetrators behind it. So if you go in that, to my opinion, if you go that hard, like I think somebody said homophobia is the new gay, and that's pretty much the truth. But yeah, I try to think of some more restaurant ones. Oh, I think I know one. I know. Oh, go ahead, Julie. You back? Oh, Metro PCS. Go ahead. Go ahead, Julie.
That's a shame. That's called abuse. Hey, Julie, that's called abuse. That's called abuse.
Called abuse? What? I'm just saying.
You know, you abuse your host.
You get plans that get good cell service. I'm just saying.
No, you abuse your host.
Go ahead, Julie. Go ahead, Julie. We about to run out of time, y'all. Come on, y'all. Because I gotta leave as soon as I get off here.
My regular tip is not coming back to fill up my drink.
Oh, like, yeah, I said that.
Fill up my drink.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a big one. You got some more?
How about if they want to sit you next to the restroom? The last seat in the restaurant that's near the restroom.
Oh yeah, I think it was like, I forgot where I was, and they said next to the bathroom. I'm like, please don't move us, because whoever that is blowing the bathroom up. I always know this while I'm. I forgot where I was. It was like some little town we was in that was the only restaurant open. We was coming from a gig, and that was the only thing that was open, and we went there. I'm like, please feed us somewhere else. Because it was a little small joint that was popping, because I think that's where everybody goes to after hours. But I was like, please move up. But go ahead, Julie. What was you saying?
I was saying that's a good one, too. But my main thing is just don't let me not have a drink. Even if we're still sitting there, and, like, maybe we paid the bill, but we're still sitting there, if you can still get tipped. Ask, do we need anything else? You know, like, don't just leave it alone. Like, still, because I do tip, because I've been a waitress.
Yeah, man, waitressing is hard. But it's, I forgot all my, I think that's all my pet peeves. I think EB said all my pet peeves, just don't be rude. I like when customers are rude or people that are servicing is rude. And I don't like it on either side. So, especially, I just don't like people that be asking for, like, extra stuff. You want people like, give me gluten-free water and all this other shit, and then don't tip nobody. Like, why you ask for all this extra stuff and then don't tip nobody? I'll be mad. That's what makes me mad for waitresses. I'm like, they did all that work and made sure they got that right, and then you don't tip them? It's crazy. Yeah, people that run out on checks, I don't like them people in restaurants. That's always weird. And I don't like loud people. That's pet peeve. That's a big one. I don't like loud people in restaurants. Because I told y'all, I'm only this animated. I'm not this animated in person. It's just very disappointing. I know somebody, I think it was, I forgot what listener was saying that I seem like a good time. No, I'm not. I'm very boring. Because my voice, it goes down, it's not this high. And I'm just pretty boring. I just do this to try to be entertaining to y'all. But my voice level is pretty low. So if I go to a restaurant and somebody just be laughing obnoxiously and just be talking loud, I hate that. I don't like when people talk loud in public anyway, but use your inside voice in restaurants. I don't like that. Don't talk loud. That shit gets on my nerves. And most of the time when I be ear hustling, trying to figure out what they talking about, it don't be funny. So I'm like, ain't none of y'all funny, so what you laughing at? That's what I be thinking when I be, I'm like, shut your ass up. And then I'll try to snitch on them, but I'll be like, I be trying to be passive aggressive a little bit. I'd be like, man, I wish some people, I wish they quit talking over there. Y'all talk so loud. And then I'd be making little jokes or whatever to the waitress. I'm like, what's going on with them over there? I'm like, y'all give them too many drinks? Why are they so loud? And I'd just be laughing at it. But yeah, loud people in restaurants, that's a definite pet peeve.
No.
I'm trying to think of some more. I don't think I got any more.
I have one. Kulin, I have one. I don't know whether Julie, EB, Q-Lin, if you've ever experienced anything like this before, I've only experienced this once. There was a party, that I was with, and it was about 10 of us. And, when we left out, we left a tip and everybody's exiting the restaurant. The waitress came out and screamed at us, hey, you guys only left me 13%. You only left us, where is my 20%? And you have to understand, and now the guys didn't say anything. I'm astonished. But the girls, I thought the ladies that were with us, I thought they were going to beat her up. Because and they threw out a few words, right? And they were saying, what's wrong? You're glad to get anything. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. You don't have to tip. But I think that waitresses work, and I think they should be tipped because the restaurants really don't take care of the waitresses. Give them that, right? But for somebody to demand a tip, right? It used to be 10%, then it went up, because me personally, I give at least 20 to 25, right? Unless the service is bad. Unless the service is bad, you know? And depends on the degree of the service. I won't start taking a dollar away. I go down and like $5, $10. Well, okay, I might leave you $3 if the service is horrible. Or, you know? But I start with 25%. But have you ever experienced anything like that where a waitress was disappointed with your tip?
They never contacted me about it. If they did, they probably said it under their breath when they coughed out, but they never addressed me about, hey, you didn't give me an extra 20. Girl, you know, fuck you, you got anything at all.
How would you handle that if somebody, a waitress runs out behind you in the restaurant and says, hey, you didn't give me 20%? And if you left them 15 or 10 or whatever it is, how would you handle that, Q-Lin?
Say one more time, because I was reading the message. Say it again.
Okay. You leave the waitress.
No, tell me one more. Yeah. Ask me the question again.
How would you have handled that? The waitress is demanded 20% when you only left them 15 or 13 or whatever it is.
I'd be like, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of, it would be something, probably something of being a smart ass comment of mine. I wouldn't, I'm kind of too, a little sleepy to think about it. But yeah, it was, I would just say something really smart. It'd be like, oh, okay, well, you need to work that out with the person that writes your check or something. I'm like, that's not like a personal problem. That's probably what I would say. I'm like, that's not like a personal problem.
I don't think, EB, do you agree with that? I don't think she would be that calm. If somebody comes out and start demanding money from you.
I don't flip out like that. He ain't on the line. He says keep cutting off or something like that. He's trying to call back in. No, seriously, he said he's trying to come back in. Seriously, I don't jump off like that. If somebody got aggressive, most of the time my line, if somebody comes at me like that, it's most of the time to be sarcastic. Like, I don't even turn up. Like, you would really have to, like, my buttons don't get pushed that much to where, like, when it comes to verbal exchanges, like, I could do that shit all day. Most of the time, people want to hit me most of the time in the conversation because most of the time, I don't even react to stuff like that. I'm just, like, very sarcastic. So it would just be something, like, real smart, and I would have kept going because I'd be like, I'm like, sound like a personal problem to me, and then I would have kept going because I just throw, like, little quick stuff out there and then keep going. So
okay.
It's still the same effect to me. Like, verbally, you can say so much verbally and get away. I already told you about that time when I said we was talking about, you remember you was asking Mako and Planet Venus about the pet peeves at the grocery store, and I told you that story. About that lady.
Oh, did running over your that's
and
right.
I told you I called that lady when she said that. I told you I had my headphones in, and she said instead of that lady saying I was in her way, she gonna make a passive aggressive statement talking about I wish some people would move out the way so others can get through. And I had my headphones in because she tried to act like, I guess she thought I couldn't hear. And I just had my headphones in. And I didn't have no music playing, so I heard her, and I was like, well, I guess if we was like you, we'd be like these saltines over here on this aisle. I called her. That was my way of calling her a cracker, and I kept on going. She probably catched that on the way to the car. She's like, they called me a cracker. But I said saltine. I'm like, if I was like these saltines, I'd be like you, wouldn't I? And I kept going. I'm like, that probably called her on the way to the car. Cause that's what it was, cause I do stuff like that. Like, it'd be like one of my friends, I'd say something crazy in a conversation, and they'll catch it on the way home. And they'll text me. They'll be like, what the you be thinking of? Like, how you come up with stuff like that? And they'll catch it. It'll take them a minute to catch what I'm saying. But, yeah. Somebody was, like, asking me, did I call that lady a cracker? I was like, I didn't call her a cracker. I was just, no. I called her a saltine. I'm too clever to be calling somebody a cracker to their face.
So what's the
truth? Yeah, I called her a saltine. That's what I said. I called her a saltine. They probably caught her on the way home
when
I said that.
What's the difference, Q-Lin?
It's just a play on words of calling somebody. I was calling her a cracker, but it was a play on words of, like, saltine. Saltine sounds like way more clever to say than cracker than up front, like call you cracker, you cracker ass cracker, like what Chris Rock say. Like, I didn't say it like that. I was just like, you saltine. And then it has a whole different effect because it's offensive but they not clever enough to get that I'm making fun of them. That's the beautiful part about sarcasm. You can, like, flip words. It's just trying to be, like, clever with words and, like, yeah, insult somebody without them knowing it. And I do that all the time.
Well, they got to be
they
real.
They don't catch it until, like, a day later. But, yeah, man, we at the end of the show. Like I said, this show is brought to you by Metro PCS. Yeah, EB had to roll out because his minutes was up. He still got, you remember back in like 04, 05 when the minutes were run out on a Nokia phone? That's the phone he got. He got the phone where you got to call after 9. His after 9 minutes then ran out. So,
yeah.
He had to.
I've been trying to warn EB.
I can't even get it out.
I've been trying to warn EB. Q-Lin.
I can't get it out. You gonna let me get it out, Will? We gotta wrap up the show.
Okay, go on.
I told you, I gotta leave soon. Yeah, like I said, EB, track phone minutes went out, so he had to go to his other burner phone. He'll be back next week, I'm pretty sure. We got some great guests coming on next week. We got plans. We got some more music. I can't even get it out. This show is crazy. We got some great guests coming on next week and the week after. We celebrate next week. We actually going to be celebrating T.J. Moses' music and D'Angelo's Black Messiah was released on December 15th. So we're going to be celebrating their music all next week. We got some great guests lined up. I can't wait to tell y'all who we got coming on the show in the next coming week before we go on break, before we go on hiatus the rest of December. Just a feature notice, we got December 22nd is our last show of 2016. I'm all over the place. Our last show of 2017. We'll be on 22nd, and then we'll be back the start of January, but we got some great guests lined up. Can't wait to share that with y'all in the upcoming week. Julie wants to do right now, if you want to plug your social media so we can wrap up, do a Savvy Heathen Talk, and roll out. So go ahead, Julie.
Okay, so shout out to Jess Swift. Follow me on Instagram, JUSTWHIPPEB. Feel free to place an order. Tomorrow's the last day to get free shipping before the holidays. If you use the code FREESHIP, the link is in the bio on that page. And if you're about that life, text me tweeting. You can follow me at A Southern Jewels, ASOUTHERNJULE on Twitter. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm glad you got your Metro PCS phone to work right. EB didn't get it. I'm just playing EB. EB is at a family gathering. No, I'm convinced EB's at a family gathering. So the fact he tried to do that and do the show at the same time was dope. He's in South Carolina. He's with family and friends, I guess. So he got a lot of stuff going on. So thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Like I said, we got some great guests lined up. My Savvy Heathen Talk is, this show is brought to you by Metro PCS.
this is crazy.
We'll be back next Friday. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Soul Savvy's Radio live every Friday, 5 to 7.
That's right.
Time, 7 to 9 Central Time, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. We out here. And we got so much great stuff happening on the show. I can't wait to tell y'all about it. Great guests. Thank you, Julie.
That's right.
Thank you, EB.
Hey, thanks, Julie.
Appreciate EB for doing this thing. So check us out next week. We'll be back.
In the closet, out of the closet, whatever.
In the closet, out of the closet. EB was in the closet. We got to check on EB, make sure it wasn't no burglar. So like he in a Halle Berry movie. Like, what's that movie with the 911 movie? Now, he had to get off the phone and call the 911 operator. He in the closet hide from somebody right now. That's what he really doing. Somebody's stalking him. He has to go in the closet.
Oh, this is the craziest that show.
Visual of him being in the closet has got to be dying. He said he got to get in the closet. I'm on the floor. We got to go because I gotta roll up out of here. Lady. I gotta leave the studio very soon, so I'ma leave y'all. We left on time. Well, see, I told you. We're gonna leave on time, cause I gotta roll out.
We can't be on after show.
Somebody bring me a
This Chris Brown show.
Oh, this is crazy. Somebody bring me a tissue. Oh, this is the Soul Savage show. Every Friday.
And we out.
Lynn Green. Julie, thank you so much. Hey, this has been a blast. Every Friday, 5 p.m. on the PST. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Download IMG2, IMG, the number 2. Tablet or smartphone. This is The Buzz.
At the end of the day, you know yourself. Can't hear when you're talking loud. Oh, you do the most. It's getting old. We both said enough. Went through this morning once, but my GPS broke. Don't know where to go. Every time I'm lost, I'm found. Yeah. This is not the lost and found. Whose time are you wasting now? 'Cause every time I'm lost and found.